Lost Children, written by Steve Parker and read by Homer Todiwala.
Prologue. Day 1. Sunday. Up to the moment when his brain erupted through the back of his head in an explosion of blood and bone, Samuel Babatunde's day had been going pretty well. When Papa Benjamin, his pastor and saviour, had picked him from the flock and given him the honour of carrying out so sacred a task, Samuel's heart had nearly burst out of his chest with pride. Of all the congregation, he was the one who had been trusted with this simple but important mission, to dispose of it now that it had fulfilled its purpose. He was under no illusion. He had seen it, touched it, washed it clean and blessed it. He knew exactly what it was, what had happened. He understood and approved and would do exactly what had been asked of him. This he would do happily to ensure that the spirits would bless and watch over Papa Benjamin and his work. Had he been able to, he would no doubt be regretting two things at this point. The first, ever having met Papa Benjamin and his good lady wife Blessing. The second, having been selected for the aforesaid Papa Benjamin and his good lady wife Blessing to carry out this task. The man had been watching Samuel for a few minutes now through a little round window. Whenever he looked through this window, a particular memory always crept in, one of the few good ones he had of his family, and his father most of all. It made him smile slightly. With a few beers inside him, his dad would tell him stories about his own childhood, drunken ramblings mostly. Nobody really listened. Nobody gave a fuck. Dad had grown up watching a kiddies television show called Play School. Big in the 60s and 70s, the show featured a couple of presenters who used to dress up, play guitar and sing songs, and generally embarrass themselves for the benefit of the nation's school kids. Good of them, really. One of the things the old man rambled on about was the windows. Round, square, an arch. The famous windows, Dad said. They weren't real windows, of course, merely studio mock-ups. The presenter used to ask the children at home to look through one of the windows with him. His dad's favourite presenter was a bloke called Brian Cant. Uncle Brian, his dad called him. Nobody knew why. Nobody gave a fuck. Uncle Brian would pick a window and the camera would move toward and then through the window, fade out and then show a little film. It was supposed to be something you saw through that window. A trip to the zoo, or a farm or a factory, all sorts of stuff that might be of interest to kids in the 70s. Dad's preferred window was the round one. Said you always saw better things through that one. So now the man smiled to himself. Whenever he looked through his own round window, the one on top of his rifle, something happened. Everything he saw in it died. From the moment he stepped out of the building, the man kept the crosshairs aligned with Samuel's head. Samuel held the little bundle tight against his body, doing his best to shield it from prying eyes as he moved away from the door. From a forensic point of view, that was a mistake, but one that didn't matter so much now that he was dead. When Samuel reached the industrial waste bins, he stopped and looked all around to see if anybody was watching, but he neglected to look up. Perhaps in some cases it's best not to. In Samuel's case, he would no doubt have been surprised to see his old working partner, Death, looking directly at him. Through the work he did in the church, he had called upon Death many times and had stood in the same room when he came to collect.